Atonement by Ian McEwan. When she entered the cafe, he stood too quickly and knocked his tea. They sat down, looked at each other, smiled and looked away. Robbie and Cecilia had been making love for years, by post. In their coded exchanges, they had drawn close. But how artificial that closeness seemed now as they embarked on their helpless catechism of polite query and response. The moment had been imagined for too long. It couldn't measure up. He had been out of the world and lacked the confidence to reach for the larger thoughts. I love you and you saved my life. He asked about her lodgings. She told him. And do you get along with your landlady? Oh yes, we get along just fine. Thank you. Everything they had rested on a few minutes in a library years ago. Was it too frail? Was she disappointed? He had lost weight. He had shrunk in every sense. Prison made him despise himself, while she looked as adorable as he remembered her, especially in her nurse's uniform, but she was miserably nervous too. Her lunch break was nearly over. They had had half an hour. He walked her to Whitehall. At last, he took her hand and squeezed. The gesture had to carry all that had not been said. Her bus came and she didn't let go. They were standing face to face. He kissed her, lightly at first, but they drew closer, and when their tongues touched, a disembodied part of himself was grateful, for he knew he would be drawing on it for months to come. As they parted, she murmured into his ear, "I love you. I'll wait for you. Come back."